It is now 20 minutes before 4 o'clock. We're in conversation with Lwazi Khoza, who is the spokesperson for the Department of Transport, which has embarked on an ambitious national project to repair potholes across the country. The launch is set to take place in Vereeniging earlier on today. Operation Vala Zonke is part of a 16-month campaign focusing on provincial and municipal roads. The project will be spearheaded by the South African National Roads Agency, which is expected to work with the provincial and municipal officials. Lwazi, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. So what has necessitated this campaign?
Good afternoon, Alderman. Thank you so much for having me on air this afternoon. So I think that we're all aware of the current state of provincial and local and local government roads, and we find ourselves in a position where National Transport Department has now needed to intervene through its agency, Sandel, to ensure that the pothole crisis that we are finding ourselves in is addressed. Because, I mean, if you look at the status of national roads, you drive on the N1 and the N3, the quality of the road and the surface of the road and road infrastructure is actually in quite good condition because of the processes and systems that Sandel has in place in terms of ensuring that national roads are of a good standard. And we then now find ourselves in a position where Minister has said that a lot of the complaints that are coming to the department and that are presented to government are not necessarily anchored on national roads, but provincial roads and local government roads within local government regions. And so therefore, we then found the need to then intervene to assist, because Sandel has proven that it's got the skill, it's got the knowledge and the know-how. So it's basically going to be a system of transferring the skill from a national government to other spheres of government.
So what has the problem been? Why do we have so many potholes?
I think the problems vary from province to province, right? Because of the various climates that we find ourselves in. I mean, for instance, Mpumalanga has got a heavy trucking industry that is thriving that side due to the mining industry that is that side. So they've attributed their challenges to that. Some provinces are attributing to potentially to like excessive rainfall that is within the province. So we're finding ourselves in a situation where there's varying challenges and reasonings behind why it is that we are now here. But we all know that the intervention is one, and the intervention is to fix the crisis that we now find ourselves in. And we therefore are embarking on this journey with Sandel as an implementing agent.
Okay. And then the other issue for me is the quality, as was pointed out now by one of our listeners, the quality of tar that's being used. Who's supposed to make sure that it is a quality of a high standard? Who's supposed to make sure that there is quality control that takes place? Because you do sometimes find that the municipalities and so forth would respond and fix those potholes, but come rainy season and they just wash away again.
Mm. So MNE is at the discretion of all spheres of government. So the provincial government would monitor and evaluate its own infrastructure, local government equally likewise. However, there is a set standard as to what it is that the quality of roads ought to be. So we're finding ourselves in a position where we are aware of the standard that we have set as a national government through Sandel. However, it might have been falling short within other institutions of government, and this might be attributed to the lack of skill potentially, or the lack of know-how to a certain degree. So we are then saying, because Sandel has displayed itself as an entity that is able to maintain and upkeep roads to a particular standard, it therefore can take on assisting other parts of the country to ensure that they too are maintaining and upkeeping their roads.
And what's the budget for this campaign?
So right now, Sandel is coming in on board with basically what's happening is a partnership through a fund that is called the PRMG that is given to local government as well as provincial government. That is from Treasury, which is a provincial roads management grant, provincial roads maintenance grant, I apologize. So through that grant, we're then able to say a certain portion of that allocation, depending on the status of those roads, will then be given to Sandel to implement the road building.
Yeah. So we don't have an amount?
At this particular point in time, no.
But we have this campaign, and we also have a 16-month deadline.
So the six-month deadline is to ascertain how much would we need in the next financial year. So remember that we're starting off this project in the middle of a financial year. So the six-month campaign is to realize at what particular point how much funds need to be freed up for the current status of the roads within other parts of the country. So SANRAL will be getting funds from the PRMG through fund allocation post an assessment of the roads and the dire state that they are in. So we are currently at a point in time where we are going to assist provincial government as well as local government fix their roads based on how much it is that each particular province needs assistance on.
Okay. And then just the final one is also on the impact that this has had on business and the package that we played a bit earlier on as well. Who's ever held accountable for making sure that the roads are maintained and the standards are maintained as well? Because there is a real life impact when you have roads that don't meet the minimum standards and the minimum quality standards.
No, definitely, Aldrin. I think that so depending on what road it is, the local authority that is in charge of that particular infrastructure would therefore ought to be held accountable for it. So if you're on a main and a regional road that is the provincial government, and if you're on an in suburbia or in residential road, that would be at the discretion of local government. And so there have been systems that have been put into place to ensure that one is able to win. At a point in time, they hit a pothole or the quality of the road is infringing on their ability to drive, they are able to then raise those with the authority that are responsible for that particular road.
Does this campaign envisage that as well in terms of the accountability and consequence management? Because we understand, for instance, that that when it comes to some of these provincial and regional roads, that becomes the competency of the region, the metro, or even the municipality or the province or whatever that road falls under. But in terms of the consequence management, because we've seen, for instance, the minister being tagged on certain roads, sometimes people don't even know that this road falls under a municipality and not necessarily a national road. But they don't know that. But they know that there's a Minister of Transport, and they expect the Minister of Transport to respond to that particular need. And unfortunately, it's not the job of the minister to do that. But when it comes to consequence management, because there's a consequence management for me issue that is absent in all of this. The mechanisms right now to hold people accountable are there, but still we face a situation where you have roads still deteriorating.
I think given the nature of this program and given the nature of this campaign and how it is that we desire the roads to be of a particular standard across the whole country, we'll then be able to state that this particular sphere of government is potentially not reaching the standard, and then we will potentially embark on a method on to hold them accountable, but also to assist them and to ensure that we are not finding ourselves at a position where the quality of a road is compromised at a different sphere of government when compared to a national government. So I think that the minister has embarked on this campaign to ensure that we access road infrastructure that is going to be of good quality for all, but also we are aware to see where the cracks lie, and where the cracks lie, we're able to address it. I mean, this morning's launch was in Imfuleni, and we're aware of the fact that Imfuleni as a municipality has been under administration for quite some time, and we're saying to them that the road infrastructure that is currently existing there has been flawed for quite some time. But if we're coming in to assist and facilitate the rejuvenation of that, it ought to be of a particular standard. And with the help of SANRAL, we're going to be able to establish that, but not only establish a standard, be able to hold those who have been... because remember, I had mentioned prior that the desired outcome of this is a skills transfer from SANRAL to ensure that because they are an entity that is able to build quality road, they then are going to assist local government as well as provincial government to be able to build roads of a similar standard. And those who then falter and flaw would potentially be held accountable.
Okay. Lwazi, on a positive note, please extend my compliments to your colleagues at RTMC at Waterfall. Great service. I really appreciate the work that they do, and also the customer service that they have there. Went there to go and renew my license, didn't set an appointment, just walked in and everything was sorted out. So I really appreciate that. And we have also seen some great responses as well. Even my colleague, Andisa, went to the RTMC in Centurion, is it right? Andisa, the one in Centurion, to also renew her license, and the service there was quite efficient. So we really appreciate that. When systems work, people are happy.
Thank you very much, Alden, and we're happy if you guys are happy. And I mean, the Waterfall DLTC is definitely our shining glory child. So I think that we're going to be embarking potentially to ensure that all other DLTCs offer a similar experience.
Thank you so much for your time. Lwazi Khoza there, who's the spokesperson for the Department of Transport.